Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We're going to end this hour with a mystery worthy of the Sherwood Forest. It's a story out of Germany, a town in the eastern part of the country where somebody is giving lots of money away. Envelopes have turned up stuffed with 10,000 euros or some with $13,000. At least that's the transfer, 10,000 euros worth about $13,000. Steve Evans of our partner, the BBC, reports from the scene of a generosity mystery.
The choir of the hospice in the city of Braunschweig lifts up its heart and sings. A small group of relatives and friends of the patients tries to bring joy into the place. Last week, the hospice was given a little help. Under the doormat on the front porch, a nurse found a plain white envelope packed with 20 500 euro notes. 10,000 euros in all, or about $13,000. Now the hospice is abuzz with speculation, according to one of the nurses, Anke Burkhardt.
It may be might be someone who just won a lot of money in the lottery and he's just trying to do something good.
The money will be used to train staff. All the hospice manager Michael Knobel knows is that he's grateful.
I say it's maybe Robin Hood. It's a bit strange for us not to know who he is or she is.
Hans-Jürgen Kopkow is the pastor of St. Marcus's Church.
I think it is a rich man or woman, and he has nobody to leave money.
I hate to say this. Is he crazy?
No. Not crazy, no.
The mystery donor usually puts a newspaper cutting in with the money. In one case, for example, it was a story about a 14-year-old boy who was severely disabled. The bundle with the cutting and the money was left at the reception of the paper, the Braunschweiger Zeitung. In some cases, though, the bundle of money has been left where it might not be found, under a mat or behind books. So why not just post it? One of the editors of the paper, Henning Noske, has decided not to pursue the identity of the mystery donor who clearly reads his newspaper.
He or she wishes to be anonymous, and we have to respect it. It's anonymous, anonymous, anonymous.
Except that there's a little bit of mystery.
Yes.
In that he or she
yes.
could deliver this money without any risk at all of being discovered. But he or she seems to like that little bit of frisson of risk.
Yes. Will the people who must have the money, will they get it? That's a part of the fairy tale. It's a real-life fairy tale.
In this corner of Germany, they do believe in fairy tales, especially when they might find one in a plain white envelope.
Frisson, German style, you might say. That's Steve Evans with our partner, the BBC. What would you do if you found an envelope with $13,000 cash in it?
I'd probably return it. I mean, I guess.
Return it where?
That's the thing. I'd take
blank.
It to the police station.
Oh,
I would
man.
Assume someone had lost it. That's what I mean, come on.
Put it on eBay?
Well, but I mean, if this is really such a small town, are there really that many people there with this kind of cash, excess cash?
Well, I mean, it's a mystery. I mean, they would have fingered somebody if it was obvious. It obviously isn't obvious.
I think someone knows something and they're not telling.
Well, please call us. It's a toll-free call here in the United States. Call us from Eastern Germany. Let us know who's doing this damnable generosity thing and blow the whistle on them, and we'll get to the bottom of it. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.